ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Let's start with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Vov Amir Aleph. Bez Hashem, we want to start, the sugi starts on the bottom of Kuf Samach Amir Beis, the Mishnah, and the Gemara and Kuf Samach Vov is Mazbe the Mishnah. In order to understand the Gemara, to be nichnas into the sugya, Bez Hashem will start from the Mishnah and work our way into the sugya. As this Mishnah is dunning, what happens when you write a shtar milva? And there's a shayla, sofik kam his chayiv bashtar. The sofik in the lashonis of the shtar, what does he mean? And the Mishnah goes through three different siurim of sofik, what the din is. This is the Shem HaKlali of the Mishnah. As the first year of the Mishnah is, Kaseh Boizuzin Meya Deinon Sloyim Esin. As there's a stira, because Zuzin Meya is not the Shavya of Sloyim Esrim. As the Loch is, Ein Loyela Esrim Zuzim. Who had in Meya, Zuzin Meya Deinon Tlosin Sloyim, Ein Loyela Mane. You always go basa the pachas shibulashinus. As what's the pshat? You always go basa the pachas shibulashinus. As the Rishbam is masber, it's mishum the klalu moitzi mechavel varaya. It's not bar in the shtar which one he's machavin. As melu we say, ha moitzi mechavel al varaya, yad balashtar ala tachtoina. The Rambam says, Chiddush la'alocha, malva v'loiva, perichof zayin, halocha tes zayin, it's malva la'alocha, and tor, shulchan aruch, that it, when the halocha is, mishum yad ba'al ashtar ala tachtoine, as v'meila tfisa helps, as the fisa and the resha, l'choy, which is mishum yad ba'al ashtar ala tachtoine, like the Rishbam is mazber, as then, enochinami, tfisa would help. It's a din misofik. We don't know what's nichlal. As we say, amoytzi mechavel v'rayim, a mele tvisa helps, like shitas haramam, the tvisa helps besveikis. The shayla is how are you miyash of the loshen ashtar? He said, kosu boi zuzim meyim di'inon, that is, sloyim esim. As if it's two different skumim, how could he say di'inon? What's the pshat? As a moitz mechavel v'raya, we say he means the schum ha-pochus. Abi said the schum ha-godol. What does it mean? As the Rishbam says, that we say that when the Marshal, when he said the bigger mayas, as he meant mayas grew him, there aren't shava kol kach. As, let's say the resha, kosabo yisusim mayim, dinun tzloyim esrim, as we say, he meant zuzin mei of shvacher zuzim, that they're not shovah kol kach, they grew him. As we made the only shovin esim sloyim. As Lefi said, the Rishbam is miyashiv, the loshen of the inun, that it means that he's talking about gruim. Aben the rimagash, and afkuf samach vav amrebeis, is mevor not that way. He learns the Mishnah that there's a stira. Sloyim doesn't mean sloyim gruim, it means normal sloyim. If there's a stira, what does it mean, the inon? Why is he saying the inon? Azakhtari magash, the pshat over here is obviously he made a mistake in cheshbon. He didn't realize that zuzim meya is not sloyim esim, as one of them was a mistake. As mishum moitzi michavel v'raya will always say that he meant the smaller skum. As Lefi, the Rishbam, Mishum Moitzi Mechavel V'raya, we say he meant a Shvachar Kesef, and Lefi the Rimagash, Mishum Moitzi Mechavel V'raya, we say he made a mistake in Cheshbon, and he really meant the smaller amount. The Rishayna Meas, that L'chayra, if Dailim remembers, we had a sugya B'dav HaDoima in Perik Beis Kur and Daf Kufhei, where the Gemara over there spoke by Richus, where you have L'shainus that are Saisa Zu Azu, and over there we had a Shail of Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achrayin. L'chayra, how is it Matim with over here? Over there is Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, which is based on learning Pshat and Tanoim and Mishnayos of Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. How does it stem with this Mishnah over here? L'chor, in this Mishnah over here, we see you're not twice Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron, because you always go to see what the Shavuos HaPchusa is. As l'chor, it's a stira to the sugya before. As the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Rimagash, and Kufsamach Vavam base that we quoted before, the Rashba and the Ran over here. And the Rishonim answered that the Chilik is that over here they say the Inon. Meaning over there is talking about where you said Ister Me'ezuze, and you didn't say the Inon, as you said two different things. The Shaila is, which one's the Iker? Mashenkin over here, you said the Inon. As therefore what? As it's Tali. The Fila Rashbam, the Iker Nakuda is where you say the Inon, you're coming to be Mefarish. As I say, the chilek between over here and the sugyas before, twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron, is twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron, is when there's a stira. As we want to know which one was his Iker Kavana. Mashenkin over here, where he says the Inon, it's a pirush, it's not a stira. As a mailer, there's no machloikas, a twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron, adrada, but twice Shneim. And we say he means the Kesef Geruah, because he's Mefarish. What does he mean? Das is Lefila Rashbam. Lefila the Rima Gash, the way to say over the Teretz is that over here in the Mishnah, where he says the Inon, and he says two different amounts, as it's obvious he's making a mistake in Cheshbon, because how could you say this equals this when it doesn't equal that, as it must be he's making a Tois in Cheshbon. As when he's making a Tois in Cheshbon, as that's not Tali in Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron is when he means both. There's no Teusim. The Shaila is, what was his Iker Kavana? But over here, Fakir, one of them, he's making a raw Tois. It's a mistake. As by Tois, you don't say Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. As Lefida Rimagash, the way to be Machalik between our Mishnah and the Sugya, Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron is over here, when he says Dinon, it's Muchach, he's making a mistake. And by mistakes, you know, it's not totally on the Machloikas. Machloikas, twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron, is only when there's no mistakes. As thus is the first seer of the Mishnah. Next seer, the Mishnah goes to its seer when it was Nimchak. The Moshul, he wrote in the Shtar, Zuzan de Inon v'nimchak, it was Nimchak the Schum. The first tier is there's a stir in the Schum. The second tier is when it's Nimchak the Schum. It's a suffix what he means. As the Mishnah says, that the klal is Ein Pachas Mishnayim. That you always say he means two. Kesef Slayim Dinon v'nimchak Ein Pachas Mishnayim. What's the word? Because you can't be moitzi more than two. As a meila, you always say it means two. The Tosis Yontif asks on the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say Gimel Tziyurim, that they're all coming to say the same Chiddush? The Chiddush, the Pshat in the Mishnah, is whenever you don't know the Schum because it was Nimchas, you always say he means Shnayim. So why does the Mishnah have to say it in Zuzin, Sloyim, and Darkoinis? It's enough to say it in one of them. We would figure it would be the same by all of them. But in the Pnei Shlomo, what he writes to be Miyashiv. At this man, Choshem Mishpat, Simen Mem Bei, Sifkot and Lamed Zayin, Clares. We saw in the Rambam, that the Rambam says in the first seer, with his esophic, which lashon's the ikur, when you say Yad Balashtar al Tachtoino, I'm talking about a Tzira Doima, but the Rambam says the klal is Tvisa helps. As clear to Sma, what would be by this year? Would you say Tvisa helps also, being that it's only saying it's Shtayim esophic, as the Rambam sheet is Tvisa helps by esophic? As the Shach, over there, the Smaz in Choshem Mishpat, Simen Mem Bei, Sifkot and Lamed Zayin, the Shach over there in Sifkot and Chov Zayin, yes, on the Sma, that if you're going to say the Tvisa is Mahani by a Machak, as Imkain, every Rami has a Gvaldika Eitza, he could be Meichik, the Schum of the Halva, and then he could be Teifis, whatever amount of money he wants. If you're going to say when there's a Machak, you could collect whatever you want. As every rabbi will be meichik and grab whatever he wants. The tumim in Sifkot and Tesvav is miyashiv the sma, and he says that avad the sma is moida. Luye, we don't know how it was nimkak, and there's a chash that the malva was meichik it. Then for sure, avad you can't be goiva. The sma is dining in its here. He has edim that it was nimchak me'elov, where it's not shayich ramois. This wood tvisa helps. Mr. Tumim himself wants to say a very interesting svara. He says, if you're going to say that tvisa helps an atzir, as it doesn't say anything, as you could be typhus everything in the world, you can be typhus as much as you want, because it doesn't say any amount in it. Zok, the Tumim, it's not mistaber that he should have a schus to be typhus whatever he wants. He doesn't be kaisiv in the shtar, whatever a tremendous chum. It's not a milsa de mistaber. As if we're going to let tvisa over here, we're going to give him a schus to be tyfus everything, come out of mondazach, he can be tyfus hakol. As it's not mistaber, there should be a zaschus tchifa, tvisa, that you should say everything, all is nechasim, is nechlal in the sofik. Tumim sushtels to a tesis in Sukkah Dafe that says the klal tafasta meruba loy tafasta is going when if you're going to be mistapik like the meruba, you mistapik adin shir, as it's not mistaba that's nichlal in the suffix. Because he wants to be medama over here to tvisa also, but the kivun is, it's, even though it's a different Indian, but you can't say that it's nichlal in the suffix just such a tremendous amount. As over here, it's a psak vadai that you only let shtayim. So this is the second seer. And the shayla, what will be by tvisa in the second seer? The third seer, the Mishnah is kosev boi milmala mone milmata masayim. Milmala masayim, milmata mone. Kol hoylech achar atachtoin. Then you go basa the tachtoin. As the shayla is, what's the pirish of the tachtoin? As in the Rimagash in Kuf Samach Vov Amid Beis, the Rashba on the Mishnah Nira that Elyon in tachtoin means whatever is first in the shtar, and tachtoin is whatever's last in the shtar. As Elyon is always whatever is written first in the shtar, and Tachton is whatever is written last in the shtar. Therefore, the Rimagash asks that how could we have a klal over here? V'kol hoylecha Tachton, why don't we say it in the ratio also? V'kosav bazuzim mo, meya, dinun slayim esrim. We should also say v'kol hoylecha Tachton. What's the chilek between the seif and the ratio? You could have said, what do you mean? The seif is going when you wrote it in the bottom part of the shtar, and you wrote one of them in the top part of the shtar. The resh is going where you wrote it both in the same part of the shtar. Leistachos is learning, no. Elyon means the first words in the shtar, and tachton means the second words in the shtar. He's asking, what's the chilek between the resha and the seifa? Zokter, because the resha, it's one sentence. As we don't look at it as an elyon and a tachtoin. It's one sentence. Shankin, when it's two different sentences, as then it's an elyon and a tachtoin, and we say that he fixed it up in the tachtoin, and the ikur is always what he writes at the end. Alderz of the Rashba is on the Seifa, why don't you say twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron? It should be telling you on that machloikis before. He says, come out the same words as the Rimagash, because Machloik is twice Lashon Rishon, twice Lashon Achron, is when it's in one sentence. Up over here, where it's in two different sentences, you don't say it. If the chilik between Elyon and Tachton is it's a different kind of a shtar, one's the upper part of the shtar, and one's the bottom part of the shtar, the whole shaila wouldn't start. As you see in these Rishonim, that they're learning Elyon and Tachton just means the first time it says it in the shtar, and the second time it says it in the shtar. Lamaisa in the Rishbam and Taisis, L'choyra, there would be a little bit of a makom to be medayik, not that way. The Mishnah asks afterwards, Imkein, Lama Koisvin, Esa Elyon. As why do we bichlal write a elyon if what we're going is basa the tachtoin? As over there, the Rishpam writes that in the Soif, the Koisvin the Achrayis Mamin. You go Mashvin the Rishpam, there's two parts of the Shtar. In the beginning, you write one part, in the end, you write the Achrayis. That's called the Tachtain. Molehedya, in Taisis on Kufzamach Vov Amid Beis. Over there, the Taisim Namafarish the Mishnah. And Taisis also over there says that in the beginning you write the first chelik of the shtar, the loiva, the malva. In the second part, you write the achrayas, mamshal derech d'rishpam. Just Taisis over there, divrei masel im kein lama kosev, speaks it out more clearly, the two chalokim in the shtar. B'zayimilizeh, you have in Rashi and Bab Mitzia, and Av Zayinam at base. Over there in the Gemara's Mavur, there's two parts of the shtar. There's the Toifis and the Toirif, the upper part of the shtar and the lower part of the shtar. And the Gemara's handling, if someone finds a shtar, one person's grabbing the upper part, and one person's grabbing the bottom part, and one person's grabbing the Toifis, one person's grabbing the Toirif. How much money does he get? And Rashi over there, Sushtels Ta Mishnah Vakol Hoylech Achra Tachtoin. Meduyik that the Rashi over there in Bam Mitzia is mefarish that the Elyon is one part of a shtar, the Tachton is another part of a shtar, and I know there's a Teifis and a Teirif. It's totally two different parts. As in the Rishpam in Teifis, they're saying it on the second part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah asks a question, Hakol Imkein Lama Koisvenes Elyon. We'll see later on in Taisis, Kusamach Vavam Ibeis says it's a whole new part of the Mishnah. As you can't be Medayik from there to the Reisha, you could say, Abalachoira, even though Taisis says it's a new part, but the words Tachtan and Elyon aren't changing. As if Taisis learns over there, it's two different shtaras, Lachoira Huadin and the Reisha, and then Lefi Taisis, we'd have a yishuv on the shayla of the Rimagash and the Rajba. That's why Taisis over here doesn't handle it, maybe. Huadin, it's klar in Rashi and Baba Metzia, Zayin Amabez, he's going on a kol hoylech achra tachtain, which is lehedi what the Rimagash and the Rajba is talking about, and he says Taifis and Tairif. So we have a shayla in the Rimagash and the Rajba. You see in the beginning of the Mishnah, kol hoylech achra tachtain means you always go after what's written last in the shtar. This first and last, Elyon is first, tachtain is last. However, in the Rashbam and Tosfos over here, there's a ksas mokum ladayik, mol hedyon rashim bamitziya zayin omebez, the diyik sharper. Seem he's learning Elyon and Tachton is two different parts of the shtar. On Nafkamina, if the shayla of the Rajman the Rimagash is well. Okay, as thus is the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brings down Brises, two Brises, Kimat the same Brises, one by Kesef, one by Zov, and it goes into what the Lashonis mean. Dinar, Dinrin. As the Gemara on Kusamach Vavam and Aleph, Ravashi says, there's a chilek, whether you say Dinri or Dinrin. Azog der Rishpam, Reisha, the cause of Dinri, the Mashra Dinri Zav, Aval Dinarim Stam, Mashma Shal Kesef. Visasam Adav, Avaloi Pirish. Why is Dinri Zav? Dinrin Kesef. As the Miri says, a Gishmak of Pshat in the Rashbam, the Miri says that Dinri is always Mechubar. They are words that are connecting words. You don't say them alone. You only say them when it's part of a sentence, part of two words. As Dinri always has a word Mechubar to it. Mashenkin Dinrin is when you're just leaving the word with nothing next to it, you say Dinrin. As dinrin stam mashma shel kesef zog demiri, because most people don't have dinrin shel zav. It's uncommon. Dinrin shel kesef is much more common. Stam dinari mashma shel kesef, because that's what's commonly found. Dinri is zav, because dinri is what you say when you want to add something to it. is when you want to add an adjective to it, why are you adding an adjective? Because you're saying something which isn't the standard thing. So you need an adjective with it to describe what you're saying. As whenever you're saying dinri, it means you're coming to say it's not the normal, as thus is dinri sav. Mashenkin dinarim, dinarim is just the normal expression, dinarim. As that's always shal kesef, because that's the normal kesef denomination. However, Tosis is mavur not that way. Tosis the Rebbe Masel Amar Ravashi. Tosis learns the Gemara different. Tosis is moided to the Rishbam that dinri is eino mashma elosav. But Tosis says dinrin is mashma bein kesef bein zav. Not like Rashi that it's only mashma kesef. What's the makar of Tosis? As the makar is, because Tosis is learning that we're still going with the teretz the Gemara said before, Yad Bala Shtar HaTachtoina. As Tosis Medayik, that the Gemara doesn't say Ella. As if the Gemara doesn't say Ella, as Mashma, there's no Chazara. If you learn like Rashi, that's Tam, Dinarim, Ashel Kesef, as why do you still need the klal of Yad Balashtar and Tachtoina? Every dinrin means kesef. From the fact that we still have to come on to Yad Balashtar and Tachtoina, muchach that dinrin could go both ways. Dinrin could be kesef or zav. It's only dinri that means zav bedafka. Because the fitosis, you have to say another beer. Why dinri is mashma only sells of, and dinri is mashma bein kesef bein zav. Type, you'll have to say what, like it's a little bit mashma in the other some rishainim. Kachayim in hagam. No hezber, there's no lumdis behind it. But that was the way people talked. Yeah. As the Gemara wants to prove, the chilek, that there's a chilek between dinar and dinarim, and the Gemara brings down Braiso, some guesses it's a Mishnah in Krisus. Tavches, Yisha Shehoyalav, Safik Chomish Ledus, Safik Chomish Zivais, Mevi Korbin Echad, Tahainu, an Isha who's Nailid, in order for her to become Tar, she has to bring a Korbin, the Dam is Metamher. Or we hold even Lady Yavishta is mitama because in psichas akeva beloy dam, that kind of there is dam, even though you don't see it. Type avinishvi or Lady is mitama isha, or safik chomer zivis. There's another thing. If a isha, there's yimei nida and yimei ziva. Yimei nida are 7 days. If after those 7 days there's another 11 days, and if she sees during the yimei ziva dam, as if she sees 3 days. Three rias in 3 days, as then she has a din of a zava that's maybe a carbon. A zav or a zava. It's bein be'ish, bein be'isha. Type of the Gemara, so the Mishnah is speaking about a isha. She's maybe carbon echad. In order to become tar, she's maybe carbon echad, v'cheles bizvachim. Yesh lodin ksas. We know that the din of Mechusa Kippurim has two dinim. Number one, he can't eat kachim. Number two, you can't go into the Migdish also. As Yesh Lodin, why does the Mishnah only speak about the din of Echelas Bezvachim? Bechor is the Nachad din, if she could be Nichnas LeMigdish also. Vinishvi, the Mishnah says, she's maybe Karben Echad Vechelas Bezvachim. The Gemara increases his masbil, like the Rishbam says, because the korban is like a tefillah. It's just like you have four different tumas. You have sheres, meis, tumas keri. You go into the mikvah once. As one mikvah is mitar. As who had din a korban is dumya to tefillah. As being that the korban is dumya to tefillah, it's mitar you. As a mele, the taira you have, is maybe korban echad. As by safik, all you have to do is just bring one, and the rest you part from. But by vaday, as then, even though one of them is Mitayu, Hashara Leachoiva. Thus is the Tanakama. Maisa, Vamdu Kinem Biushalayim, Bidin Rezov, Amrib Shimon Gamliel. Not like the Tanakama. As the Shaila, what's the Pshat? As there's a big machlekes rishonim, how to learn Pshat in Rishitas of Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Rashi increases on Daf Ches. Is mefarish that avada, like the Tanakhama just said before, that make the dine the halacha is by avada, she has to bring 5 korbanos. Nor kidei that the price should go down. Reb Shimon Gamliel was dairish alayali b'dehilchasa. Frag the Rishbam, aye, how could he pat the women shalayali b'dehilchasa? Azok the Rishbam, es las es lashem. If the prices are going to go up, it's going to come up. Women aren't going to bring kinim. They're not going to bring their kabanas because it's going to be too expensive. As a male, they're going to eat kachim bitumas aguf chas v'shalom. As a chamadika oynish. As kedei that we shouldn't come to do an avera chamura. As therefore we were makel, and we said we patted her from her chiyuv. Oh. This is the shita of the Rashbam. Oh. In the Kesef Mishnah, in Mechusa Kippurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, Dan's, what's pshat in this Rashi? Does Rashi means it was only a Hirasha? Meaning, that it was a heter that was given at that time because the price went up. But as soon as the price went down, as then, Enochinami, Reb Shimon Gamliel's drasha is not true anymore. Oh no, Reb Shimon Gamliel made this drasha and he kept it for all the time because you never know. Maybe the prices are going to go up again as he meant this heter all along. Just interesting, the Kesef Mishnah, when he says, it says, the Lashon of Rashi is, the Heter Eis Lasas Lashem, Eferu Teresecha, the Dugma you have it in Gittin Daf Samach, the reason why you're allowed to say, Teresh Abal Peh, you're allowed to write, Bizman HaZez, Eis Lasas Lashem, Eferu Teresecha, people are being, forgetting Torah, as there's certain times we give Heterim to do Osurim, to keep the Torah going, Eis Lasas Lashem, Eferu Teresecha, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, that would only be a heter for Hirash Shah. Aber, if you want to be matered from now on, as then you'd have to come to the klal of Yesh Koach B'yad Chachomim La'akad Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taser. And Amol, the Chachomim have a Koach La'akad Chiyuv Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taser. B'Doim L'Zeh, you have in the Rebbeinu Yoinin Brachos Tavbeis, has it said that if you don't say Kriya Shema by Chatzos, when Acham said it's a Gzeira Drabanan to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, Shema Yivshe, Zog the Rebbeinu Yoinu, you can't say it afterwards because the Chacham impatted you from the Chiyuv. As you're not Mechuyiv to say it afterwards. As you see klar in the Rebbeinu Yoinu, that Mishom Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim, if they're afraid of a Mechshel, they can pat you from a Chiyuv Daraisa. That's what they know over here. Not just Yesh Lodin on the Kesef Mishnah, why you have to come on to the new klal of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim, why you can't lose Eis Lashos Lashem Heferu Teresecha. Harei, the Gemara in Gittin that says Eis Lashos Lashem Heferu Teresecha, the Moshe by Teres Shebeksav and Teres Shebalpeh, is a Heter L'Doiris. Why only is it a Hirash Shah? Nira Ba'ifin Zeh, that over there, it was a hetel adairus. Why? Because there's only Yeridus Dairus. There's more and more Shikhas Atayra. As if it was Maschel Shikhas Atayra, there'll always be Shikhas Atayra. As Eis Lashos Hashem, Eferu Teresecha, you can make a hetel la'olam. Mashengin over here, just because the prices went up once, it doesn't mean forever the prices are going to go up. Mashba, this is a one-time happening. As over here, Misham Eis Lasis Lashem, you don't have a koyach to be misakin that when the prices will go down, as then, afilu hachi, you could still be mevatel yechiv. Eis Lasis Lashem, eferu toyesecha, is you're being mater yisurim. You can't, I mean, you're being mevatel chiyuvim, more meduyik. You can't be mevatel chiyuvim without a reason. As when there's a reason, you could do it. When there's no reason, you can't do it. As over here, the Kesef Mishnah had to come on to a Naya Klal of Yesh Koyach Biyad Chacham Laka Dovar Minat Teira. Nosis Shidis Rashi increases. Taisis increases is Choylik on Rashi. Taisis increases learns that no, Reb Shimon Gamliel held La Locha like the Shita that says there is a Shita Stanoim that even by a choiva, if you bring one carbon, you pater all your choivas. The Maisa Taisis by us was nachus to the Shita. You see, that's how Taisis understood. Abba Taisis asked two questions. He asked, Ibezei Maisa Lister. And the Gemara brings a Maisa Vim Amdukinim, not like the Tanakhama. It's a doichik. Bishlam lefi Rashi that it's a Hirasha. The Gemara is bringing a mice of Hirasha. But Bederach Klal, the Halacha was not that way. Faket, it's Mashma. Only Reb Shimon Gamliel did it. But on Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Halacha is like the Tanakhama. So lefi Rashi, it's good. But if you're going to learn that Reb Shimon Gamliel is being choylik on the Tanakhama all the time and he holds me'ikah de dina, you can't pati yourself. You have to bring five kinim as imkain. As what's Maisa? Maisa Lista. Void Frek Taisis, Haray. The stima of that he brings Rayas from Kama Tanoim, Bishama, Besorev, Yechim, and Nuri, Bekiva. That all these Tanoim held that you have to bring, if you have a Chiyav Vada, you have to bring all the Choyvis. How could Hashem Gamliel argue on all these Tanoim? As Taisis blibes by a question. The Maisa, you see, Bain and Taisis over here, Bain and Taisis increases. Taisis did not like Rashi's pshat. He doesn't go with it. The Shaila is why. Rashi would answer all the Shailas of Taisis. As Baruch Hashem says, Achinu La'oirai, the Taisis HaRash over here in Baba Basa. The Taisis HaRash in Baba Basa is Masbir with two tainas. Number one, he tainas, if Shimon Gamliel wouldn't say Sheker in Bezdin and wouldn't say that that's the Halacha. So Achbiya, there's Bam saying, this HaRash, why is it Sheker? As L'chayr, the Taisis Rush means, if you're saying Hirasha, you have to get up in Bezdin and say, I'm Echmach Hirasha, that this is the Halacha now. Why did Reb Shimon Gamliel get up and say in Bezdin that this is the Halacha and not mention that it's Hirasha? That's what he means, you wouldn't be Maitzi Shekem Piv. V'oid, Zog the Taisis Rush, that the Chshash, that they're going to come to be over and over and eat Kachim, is a small Chshash. That the women of Chas V'Shalom are going to do Averis. From a small shash, you can't be Mavatal Chiyuvim. Not Mistaba, we would be Mavatal Chiyuv Daraisa, Mishum a small shash. Nish Yed Zach that could come out of Takola, everyone could go ahead and be Migda Milsa, be Mavatal Chiyuv Daraisa. That's a Chiddush to be Mavatal Chiyuv Daraisa. You only do it, but Makom there's a shash of a Kilkul Godol, of a Ksas Kilkul, that you can't do such a thing. Thus is the Hezbollah and the Taisis Rush. Why the Taisis didn't learn like Rashi? Lida Gisa Taisis. Rashi has a Maila. He answers all the Shailas of Taisis. The Ritva over here wants to say a Chiddush. The Ritva wants to be Miyashiv. She just Rashi wants to go, no, Enochinami, it was a Rasha. Why were they Iker Adin Daraisa? Zog the Ritva. Even the Tanoim that hold that you mechuyev to bring five karbonis fadoyim afterwards is only midrabanan, meaning midraisa, everyone holds your potter. It's only a chiyev midrabanan. So that's how the Ritva answers. Taisis brings rayas. Aye, there's so many Tanoim hold that you have when by Leda Vadois, five Leda Vadois, you have a chiv to bring five oifers, five sets of oifers. So how could Shimon Gamliel argue? The Teretz is all these Tanoim are only Midrabanat, Midraisa, everyone holds. Being that it's Kitfila as a patters you from the chivim of afterwards. As being that the whole chiv is only Midrabanan, as heim tiknu, heim masu, chazal have a koyach to make a takon and be oike the takon of the rabbanon that they made. Whether it's a gishmak of pshat, or it's not a pshat in the Rashi increases. Rashi increases is mafurish that it's a chiv da raisa and a filu hachi the mevatlet misum eish lasas Hashem eferu tarisecha. Thus is the machlekes rishonim what the pshat in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is. Lemaisa, the Gemara is bringing it just to prove what the Lashon Dinri is and the Lashon Dinrin is. Okay, now the Gemara on Kuf Samach Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara over here is Mefarish, the second part of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah says that the Iker is the Tachtoim. Now Mol, you loimed the Elyon from the Tachtoim. As the Shaila is, what's the Pshat? You loimed the Elyon from the Tachtoim. As it says, if it's Choser Eis Achas. As Poshet, you'd learn that this seer is the same seer. I mean, there's two tzurim that the Mishnah talks about in Elyon and Tachtoim. The first seer is Lamala Masayim Lamata Mane. And the second seer is when it's Timchak Ois Achas. So what's the seer of Timchak Ois Achas? The Gemara in Kuf Samach Vav Amid Beis is Masbir. It's talking about with Ois Achas and the shame of the Malva or the Loiva, like Hanan mi Hanani, Anan mi Anani. As Taisus makes a diak, that why do we switch the case? Meaning the first seer, when we say Akol Hoylechachar Tachtoin, is talking about where there's a shinui in the schum of the mayis, maneh, masayim. And over here, when we say we learn from the Elyon, klapi the ois achas, we're talking about the name of the malve v'loive. As Taisis is medayik from this shinui, that vayis techoi seinochinami, it's two different dinim. That which we say that there's a, when there's this, when we're talking about the schum of the mayis, as then we're always as linam basa tachtoin, and there's no din to be yilmoid from the elyon bechlal. The only time there's a din to be yilmoid me elyon is klape the shem hamalva v'loiva. Ay, it's a hemshich. The hemshich is that they're both talking about the idea where you have two things written in the shtar. So the same, you write one piece of information and you repeat over that information what the din is. Just the resh is talking about when the piece of information is the amount of money. And the sefer is talking about where the piece of information is the shem hamalva v'loiva. Oh, that's one nekuda. Another nekuda is there's a shinui, the Rishpam in Taisis, what's the tzir of Yilmud Elyon, Yilmud Tachtoin Me Elyon, when it's Choser Ois Achas? What are we talking about? As the Rishpam says, that the Gemara is machalik between the shinui of one ois and two ois. When there's a shinui of one ois, then you could learn the Tachtoin from the Elyon. And when there's a shinui of shtei oisies, as then you can't learn the Tachtoin from the Elyon. Fraktoisvis, Zokterishpam, as what do you do la locha? As the locha is when it's too oisius, you give to what it's kosiv in the tachtoin. That's the locha. As by one ois, you give to what it says in the elyon, by two oisius, you give to what it says in the tachtoin. Fraktoisvis, if we're talking about nimchak, which is argues in the Mishnah, that says nimchak, as why do you give to Isai Shem? So you wrote Chan, and then there's a machika there. is why you're giving it to Chan for? Hare, there's a mechika. We know that it's obviously he didn't give it to Chan, because right next to the name Chan, there's two oisies that are mechukas. Azok Taisus, it's muhach in the Rishbam, that the Rishbam was not goyris in the Mishnah mechak. Dainu, this din that Yomid el tachtoin, from the el yoin, is not talking about when there's a mechak in the tachtoin. It's talking about what's missing a letter in the tachtoin. As the Rishbam learns, it's going when it's missing a letter, as then the Rishbam could say that when there's two oisies, then we assume it's not missing a letter. Tosis brings the gears in the Mishnah, which is argued so that the Mishnah is going by Nimchak. As Umeyle, Tosis says that the halacha would be over there. You wouldn't give it to the name that it says. Nira, you could say this Tosis is Lishitosai to the first Tosis we saw on the Sugya. The Haino, the Fi Tosis, it comes out that the Reisha, the din of Holich Achra Tachtain, is going when there's a switch in words. The Sefer is going, then you say Lumen Mina Elyoin is going when there's a Machak, as it's a different seer, it's a Doichik. But Taisus Lashitasai, Taisus anyway already said that the two Tzirah Mamuchach, that they're talking about different things, because the Reisha is talking about when there's a Tais in the Schum Amois, and the Sefer is talking about where there's a Tayus in the name of the Malva Veloivas. Anyway, Tosis learns it's two different things. It's okay. Asuadin, there's another Shinui Beinayim that the Reish is talking about where you switched what you wrote, and the Sefer is talking about a Machak. This is one Kuda. We mamshich in this shinui between the Rishbam and Tosfos. If the Mishnah is talking about by machak, or we didn't write a ois, the Rishbam and the hemshech of this gemara is nizbar lefi this shita also. The Rishbam explains that what's the chsaron of shtei oisius? Zog the Rishbam shasoifer loy hoye toye bezeh. The Sefer wouldn't make a mistake of two Isis, meaning one Is he would leave out. Of the two Isis, he wouldn't leave out. Lefit Isis, that we're talking about Nimchak, we're not talking about a mistake of the Sefer. Obviously, the Rishbam doesn't start. As the Rishbam Lashita say, that the Rishbam learns that the Pshat is we're talking about Chosar Isachas. Lamaisa is Doshaila. The Gemara says a different Hezbo. The Gemara says the reason for Shtei Isis is because Shtei Oisius is Rubei Shel Shem. As why is the Rishbam saying a different Hezbra, that the Sefer wouldn't be Toya B'zeh? As the Drish and Simon Membe, Sifkot and Tess, asked the question, and he says, obviously, B'das HaRishbam, you have to learn that the two things are Mashlem. You need both reasons. Number one, it's Rubei the Shem. So what, it's Rubei the Shem? Explains the Rishbam, being that when you make a tois of two oisius, it comes out to be you can make a tois in Ruba the Shame, as you can make a terrible mistake, as therefore the Sefer is very makbid never to leave out two letters. Sok the Drisha, Lefizeh, you can be Miyashiv, the Shailov, Toisvis. Toisvis is Bishlema. When you're talking about the top has a name with four letters in it, and the bottom has a name with two letters, with of one letter, as then there's a tayus of Ruba the Shame. Slicha. Bishlame, if the top has three letters and the bottom has one letter, as then there's a tayus of Ruba the Shame. But what are you going to do if the top has four letters and the bottom has two letters, where it's not a tais of Ruba the Shame? As why over there do we not learn out? As they say, you have to say it's a loy plug. The being that sometimes is a tais of Ruba the Shame will be geyser all over. Vizak the tais vizash vacher shash will be mafsid mamin shalai kedin. It's nish mistaber. Vizak the drisha taisis is all a shitase because we're talking about machak. That the Rishbam learns that we are talking about not mechak. We're talking about when the sefer is writing it. As the Rishbam is saying, a klal, a sefer will never make a mistake of two oisiyos. Why? Because sometimes it'll come out a catastrophe from it. As therefore, even in a tzir where that catastrophe won't come out, because over here it's not a shame of four oisiyos, of three oisiyos, I'm sorry. About filu achid, the sefer is always makbid, because he knows sometimes terrible things could happen if he makes a tois of shtei oisiyos. As Lefiza is Dalzeh Gishmak, the Rishbam adds something to Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Shame, and the Rishbam says the Sefer doesn't make a Tayyus of Stay Isis. Why did the Rishbam say this noob shot? Because he was coming to answer Tayyus is Shaila. Zeh Gishmak. The Gemara then is Mamshech with a Shinui of Kofel to Sofel. And the Gemara says, the Loch is Teiku. So if you hear this, you say this to the Rishbam. Rishbam says, what's the din? Teiku amoitzi michaveroi olov harayu. The kivan de mistabik dina leveidina hech yoitzi miyana machzik. Loi domi la momen amutu besofik de kaimelan cholkin. Ik Rishbam on himself, how could he say moitzi michaver harayu? Hare we hold momen amutu besofik cholkin ki yudu al Rishbam in kama mekoimus in baba basu paskins like sumchis. The Hosam Ika Maisaini Yadualon. When do you have the klal of Sumchis of Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin, when it's a Sofik in the Maisa, how it happened, like Shoshanogi Chasaparav, Nimsa Ubribit Sido, Nafala Bayis Olav Halimoy. Hilkul Bezdin Poiskana Sadin Shiach Loiku. Avakom Mokum Shaolsa Alocha Beteku, the Sveika de Dina, as then the Dayanim Ashoich sing. As in this Rishbam, there's two steps in the Rishbam. Koidim called the Rishbam is saying a chiddush, that the whole din of Sumchis, of Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin, is only by a Sofik in the Metzius, not by a Sofik in din. What's the pshat? As the Rishbam over here is Sosim, Narmuki Yosef adds words to the Rishbam, which Lechayra adds Havana to the Rishbam. Ramuki Yosef says that when the suffix is to the Dayonim, they have a suffix what the halacha is, as then the Dayonim can't paskin because they goof have a suffix, as they're mistalik, they don't do anything. As the din is maitzi mechavel v'raya. Masha'enkin, when it's a suffix in the mitzias, as then we have anhogis and sfakis. There's an hagis according to the Chachamim, Moitzi Michavel V'Raya. There's an hagis of Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin, which is also an hagis and Sfeikis. As when there's a Maisa, we don't know what happened. As then we go to Dina An Hagis. When it's a Sfeika the Dina, we don't use the An Hagis because Fakelt, it's not a Sufik in Maisa that we don't know what happened. It's a Sufik in Dina. As I avoid this to be Yerud L'Soifa Shel Din, not to use an Hagis. How to act when we don't know the Metzius. Freg de Mishlam Melech, a Shailon, this Klal of the Rishbam, from the Sugyan Kufei, before Baba Basra, which is also a Sugyan in a bunch of other places too, the famous Mishnah in Bab Metzia of somebody who was Masker of Bayis in the Ibra Shana. And he said he's doing it for the Shana and for the Chadashim. Shaila is what's the halacha over there? It says, Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin Lefi Chelik from the Man Di Amrim. As Luchayra over there is a Sveika de Dina. Nafilu Hachi, you say Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin. As you see, not like the Rishbam. As Dr. Mishlam Melech, Vaistachois from the Rishbam, the Rishbam holds, when is it a Sofik de Dina? Like over here, where it's a suffix in the Dayonim. Over there, where it's a suffix in his Kavana, what was the Iker by the person, as that doesn't have a din of a Sveik of the Dina. You just have to hear it. Over here, Lechayr is also a suffix in his Kavana. What's the Iker? As you have to say that over here is a suffix of Micha Shinan Lezvuv. As in a suffix of Micha Shinan Lezvuv, or not? Thus is a suffix in lamdis. Mashenkin over there is a suffix in kavana. As in a suffix in kavana, as a vizay, thus is not called a sveika de dina. The mice and tesis we had before in Samach Beis Amid Beis, tesis is muhach not that way. Tesis on Samach Beis Amid Beis is coming to prove that you say the klal of moitzi mechavel v'raya even in a sveika de dina. And tesis brings a raya from that gemara in Kufay, because there's a mandiyama over there. You go basa muchsik, even though it's a sveika de dina. As you see, tesis learns a suffix in what the kavan of a person is called a sveika de dina. The Hezbollah, because we're not dining on every yochid, what is he thinking? It's a shayla klali, what das bnei adam is. That's called a sveika de dina. Tayyip Slamanu from Mikana, grace of Yisayda, machlekes, tushbam and tesis, what's called a sveika de dina? This is another nekud in this hashbam. The third nekud in this hashbam is you could think that by a teku, the Shbam is saying the din is moitzi mechaveroi all of a raya. And then Tosis Rashbam at the end says, Hayeshoisin v'amachzik yachzik b'mashe b'yadoyis. You could think that's the din of moitzi mechaveroi of a raya. Emes, we have to remind ourselves, there's one more Rashbam in Baba Basra, the Shbam Amim Gimel Amid Beis. The Shbam over there says a klal that there are times when you don't say moitzi mechaveroi of a raya. The times where you say Hecha de Kaimi Ara Tekum. The Shbam lists off a bunch of examples. Treyu Trey, you say Hecha de Kaimi Ara Tekum. The Shbam over there says that by a Sveika de Dina, you say Hecha de Kaimi Ara Tekum. As Lachoyer, the Shbam is saying a different klal of Hecha de Kaimi Ara Tekum. He's not saying the klal of Moitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. As Rav Asher Arieli wanted to learn that Vais Techois in the Rashbam, that there are two levels of Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya. There's one din of Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya, like the Rashbam says, Amem Gimel Amid Bezin over here. The Bezin is Misalik, and that's Hechi Dekai Me'ara Tekum. We leave it by the Muchsik. As that, the Rashbam here is calling Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya, because you leave it by the Muchsik, but it's not the din of Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya B'tokfai. It's a din of Hecha Dekai Mi'ara Tekum, the peasants being mistalik. But there's a Hechra din of Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya with Cheskis Momin is paskening. The Lashel, that which you have by the Umar and Baba Kama Mem Vav Amar Alev, Zeklal Godel Batayra Moitzi Mechaveroi V'raya Lefikach, even B'makum Bari, even B'makum Roiv, Yesh loyma, that's only going when the Cheskis Mamin is a festa Cheskis Mamin. Where it's a Cheskis Mamin Gomor. Mashenkin, this din of Hecha Dekai Mi'ara Tekum is not a din that the Cheskis Mamin is Machri. It's just a din. Leave it where it is. This is the Kilu de Klole Dai Shmaitza der Shpam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.